So the learning today should be as chosi l'nishmas adir chaver chaim alozav ben shem shenariyeh, as well as as chosi l'nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Rechaim Menachem ben Tzion. Both should be as chos for a full shleim of chaim moishesho ben makal chenda ben minarachal chanalei abashen derachal and abadati ben peril, as well as as chos for all those in the makam sakon in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we continue now with the topic of galus. We'll do a little bit today, and then Mirz Shem will finish it on Monday. We talked last time about the idea that when a person is under the oppression of, when a person's under the oppression of a foreign entity, a foreign government, so that causes Klal Yisrael to turn towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is one of the positive aspects that comes out of galus, right? The idea of ufarei hikriv. Now, when Paray enclosed Klal Yisrael Hikriv, they became closer to Hashem. So he's going to tell you now another positive aspect that Galus accomplishes. I'm on page 377. Umagam shelefia Galus vashibud, together with the, or commensurate with the level of Galus and the level of Shibud, kach yesh ber nitzotzei HaKedusha, a person is able to extract the nitzotzei HaKedusha. And although this is a Kabbalistic idea, but it is really a concept that's brought down, which is that our job, our purpose for being in Galus is really to gather in these Nitzotzei HaKedusha. I talked about this a couple of times. Chabad going out into the world, big believers in spreading wherever they can to grab Nitzotzei HaKedusha from all over the world. So he says that when you are being oppressed by a foreign nation, by a Gentile nation, that's an ability to extract Nitzotzei HaKedusha from that nation. As the Egyptians oppressed Klal Yisrael, they increased and spread out, meaning that Klal Yisrael, as a result of the Shibud, extracted whatever Kedusha there was from the Egyptian nation. When one person rules over another one in a negative way, that whenever, whatever klipoy, so basically, he's basically saying that the Rasha acts on behalf of the devil, or Satan, or the Sitra Achra. So he is connected to that Sitra Achra. The tzaddik then sort of what's the word? Using a sifter. He sifts out the Nitzotzei HaKedusha from that Rasha and now brings it over to his side, to the side of Kedusha. So by being oppressed, there is a positive aspect that you pull out whatever Nitzotzei HaKedusha that are on the side of that oppressor. Hinei kichen ano da amri. Now he's going to talk now about the upside of being in a country, an Arab country. Again, in his times, the Arab countries were more tolerant of Judaism than the Christian countries, although that seems to have shifted in our days. He says, again, obviously depending on which country. Behold, this, since the situation is as I've said, so that's based on the Gemara, Arachmana oy betulach, oy betula debar yishmal. Either conceal us and protect us in your shadow, or if you're going to send us into Galus, put us into the shadow of Yishmael's children, tachas Yishmael v'lei tachas Edai, meaning that we want to be in a country that's tolerant. So in his times, it was the countries of Yishmael. Nowadays, you'd say, if you're going to exile me from Eretz Yisrael, so send me to a country like America that's at least tolerant and lets us practice in peace. V'hein emes sha'ish asher hu yari es Hashem min uraf. It's true that someone who feared Hashem his whole life, he'll find siyata deshmaya from Hashem to stand tall. Basically, nothing stands in the way of a will. If there's a will, there's a way. And so no matter what situation you find yourself in, if you want to do the Ratzon Hashem, you can. Wherever you are, you can tap into Avodas Hashem and guard yourself from evil. Not only that, but when you are in a situation like that, right? If you go to a place where there is very little religion, so you stand out even more in stark contrast with your ideals, with your morals, with the way that you perform mitzvahs, with your connection to Hashem, you stand out even more and you're able to distinguish yourself. But he says, Afal Pikein, but even though it has those benefits, And we're saying now that if there's a will, there's a way. You could really serve Hashem anywhere. Still, it's better not to live there. Do whatever you can to leave such a place. Even though people know that you are going to stand tall and stand firm, and you are going to do what's right. Who says your children will be as strong as you? And so even though you might stay on the clear and narrow, short and narrow, but straight and narrow, that's what I was looking for. Even though you'll stay on the straight and narrow, but who says your children will be able to resist like you? Who says your children will be able to have azus and brazenly reject the immorality that's around them? And if someone of your generation, of your descendants goes off the derech, da'azari Yosef taliba, the blood of his children, the blood of that this, those descendants are on your hands. Meaning, if you had an opportunity to leave a place where they are preventing you from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you don't, and you choose to remain in such a place, and you choose to sort of go up against the grain, so in such a case, if your children end up going off the derech as a result, when they don't have your fortitude to stand up to it, you are held accountable. Ulupachis, at the very least, Yakar Azaril Ari Turkey, send your children to Turkey. Basically, if you're living in let's say, I don't know, what I'm trying to think in his days, where let's say Italy or France, okay, where there was a lot of immorality. Yes, there was Christianity, but there was a lot of immorality. So send them to the, in his times, Turkey, where there was a flourishing community that was had greater morals, higher morals, and was more tolerant. It says this is also a sickening evil that exists in the cities of Edom, that they look for other forms of wisdom. For example, philosophy, asheram shachmachrem, which leads a person. Those type of studies, and communities that hold up those type of studies as something to do, as something to be desired. So those people end up disparaging the Torah, and they end up being drawn to apikarsis. V'aleihem ne'emar, regarding them, it says, "Kol bo'el lo yishuvim v'lo yasigu orchos chayim," that all who come to her do not return; they don't get to the path of life. Ein emes shamru chazal, chen makam al yoshvav. It's true, Chazal say that a place favors the people that live there, and that everything is of the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Pizar Nosel Yisrael, who spread people, the Klal Yisrael, out throughout the world. Each person in a place that he chooses to live. So even though the Pasuk seems to say that wherever you are, you can connect to Hashem, and that Hashem purposely spread us out throughout the world, but nevertheless, so Ish Asher Nifkechu of a person who is smart, and makes the effort to choose a proper place, and has the ability to change when there's a problem in a place where he's living. Let him run away. Choose a place that's more suitable for your children to excel.